This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the farm.
No, this is not American Idol, but yes, that is Luke Bryan, who's bringing us into another episode of The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, a true American, well, I'm a true blue American, I'm a true blue farmer. I put them together, it's a great combination. Tough times for farmers, and so the idea behind this program and the podcasting suggestions that are edited into our weekly American Family Farmer Show podcast, go to AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and get the stories. Mostly what the podcasts are about are the solutions, the interviews with people. For example, today we're going to talk in a few minutes to Audra Mulkern, who is a writer and a photographer. She has her own podcast, as a matter of fact, lives in a farming community. She owns the farmers in her community own a really strong position, and it's a great American story to tell. She started what she calls the Female Farmer Project, the rise of women in agriculture especially. It's a great chronicle, great images, great stories that we will have of women farmers. So that's coming up in a few moments. One of the things that I also like to pass along here, because this program is for the family farmer, family-owned businesses that support agriculture, not the big, huge agri-corporations. This is a program that's not for them at all, unless there are some people in there that are trying to figure out what the opposition is thinking. That's great if you want to do that. But also, as we support the locavores, who are the ones that buy your products, the ones that support you, who want to come to your farm, who want to sometimes work on your farm, along with the mix of stories about how to make farms successful, sometimes I bring in food and farm news. I thought it was interesting. This is a real... Talk about a dramatic vision. Think about this. IKEA is developing the fast food programs for the future. And I wonder how we as farmers are going to adapt to some of this stuff. They've developed what they call Space 10, which is now based in Copenhagen. The kind of food, they're developing food to sell in their stores, in the IKEA stores. And a lot of people are wondering, what in the heck? IKEA and food, you wouldn't put them together necessarily. They disclosed that they're looking into creating a chain of standalone cafes that will, you know, because they sell food. You can go and get, I guess, great meatballs and stuff. I've heard that a lot. Go in there. Have you, Kara, ever eaten in an IKEA? Did you ever go in there? I guess I went into an IKEA once and it smelled, you could hear, I thought I was going into a food store. When I walked
through, well, you walk in the steps and then they've got the Swedish meatballs and everything right to your left when you walk in.
Right, yeah. So anyway, they've done a lot of customer research. They decided that 30% of customers come into the stores just to smell and to eat. So they've got a new menu. They have called it the Space 10 restaurant is introducing tomorrow's meatball, which is uses sort of ingredients like insects, and algae, yeah, and lab-grown meat, that kind of stuff. There's a dogless hot dog made with dried and glazed baby carrots, beets, and ketchup. And they've sprinkled some turmeric on it as well with onions and cucumber, and it's all together in what they call the dogless hot dog. So that certainly is something. And then all those ingredients come from local farms. And all organic, and they put it on a vivid green bun. And the bun isn't bread. It's made with a, sort of a pesto sauce with algae, has beta-carotene, chlorophyll, wheatgrass, that kind of stuff. It's called a bug burger. And you put the meatball in between the bug burger, and there you go, ladies and gentlemen. How's that sound? Pretty yummy? The bug burger, topped with relish, and let's see here, a new ketchup made from black currants, like black currant jelly. Hydroponic salad mix is with it. That's what they put instead of lettuce and tomato. Hold the pickles, hold the lettuce. Special orders don't upset us. Give me some of the beets, the carrots, and the parsnips there, along with the hydroponic salad mix. So that's what they're going to be doing in IKEA. Then they have a new microgreen ice cream that fills out the lineup, made from cilantro and basil. Some people call it basil, basil. Mints there as well. So you put all these flavors together, and you have quite a delightful mix. So I'm told by people who have eaten it and taste-tested it. So we can go to IKEA pretty soon and see. But one of the things that I find interesting or intriguing about this is that they have a new furniture line which you can use to sort of make your own. It's like a garden. It's a garden insignia, garden variety of furniture that you put on the roof of your house, if you or an apartment or something like that, to grow food. It's something that is new. These people are very imaginative, and they do a lot of this stuff over in Scandinavia, so it's already proven out before it comes here. But look for that to be a food source of the future, an idea that we all are looking at. People do it on their own, or I could see making a business. I could see setting. I got a couple of flat roofs on a couple of barns on my farm. I could see setting up something like this. And doing it would be really a draw. I think people would be excited to come see it. All right, so that's the story from IKEA. In a moment, we focus on female farmers. Say that 100 times. 13 passed on the American Family Farmer.
Hello, I'd like to deposit this to checking.
Fate is a fickle master. What? The future is uncertain.
Okay, and what's my account balance?
The horizon is cloudy. I see a long, treacherous voyage filled with great peril.
Look, can I just get a deposit slip or something?
A fortune bank teller. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I see a yellow-eyed serpent and a low APR.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. Ends 3/24/18.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Kriebel.
In Aspen, Colorado, the city provides office space to the county, but only on the strict condition that microwaving fish sticks must be strictly prohibited. After considerable debate and a public hearing, the county commissioners agreed that fish sticks should never be microwaved. So their intergovernmental office space agreement not only specifies office hours and building codes, but also bans fish sticks. The smell of certain foods in the break room is a common complaint of office workers everywhere, but most people look through the lens of liberty before trying to make their personal tastes a matter of law. Do we really need contracts to dictate what workers can and cannot eat? Surely elected city and county officials have more important business to worry about than what's for lunch.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
15 past the hour. This is this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Audra Mulkern from the FemaleFarmProject.org. And I think we start by complimenting you, Audra, on the fabulous websites, both of them, FemaleFarmProject.org, and also your own personal one, Audra, AudraMulkern.com. A lot of followers are chasing information of you on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, which is appropriate. So let's talk about the face of farming in your community. Where are you from?
Good morning. Yeah, I live just outside of Seattle in a small farming community, like you mentioned, called Duval, Washington. So the Snoqualmie Valley.
And you grew up a farm kid, or did you come to it as an adult?
I did not. I grew up all over the West Coast, mostly in Los Angeles. Moved to Seattle in the early 90s, and kind of moved up with that big tech push when Microsoft was just introducing Windows, and they were doing a lot of hiring. And worked at Microsoft for a number of years. Left in 99 when I had my first daughter. Yeah. And that was sort of the beginning of becoming a cook and seeking out the food that I saw growing in my community but had no way to access it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the beginning of the journey in 99.
The knowledge you have of web building a website and things that you must have learned when you were working in the tech sector certainly shows in your presentation, your web and pictures and that sort of thing. But I wonder how much in your own personal circumstances now as the Female Farmer Project grows, mm-hmm. How much of a role does technology play in what you're doing? And maybe we spread that idea or we ask the question, how much does technology or could technology be a part of farming? And I'm talking about the family farming, the smaller farming going forward. Do we lose it? What happened to the connection, Kara? Do we need to pause? Let's pause again. 18 past the hour here.
When you're hiring, you don't want to waste time sorting through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
All right. So I was taught as a broadcaster, whenever something happens that you can't control, you just go to something you can control. And that would be a commercial. All right. So we're dealing with technology. Isn't it funny, yes. Audra, that my question about technology happened at the moment our technical connection dropped? That's really,
I know, you should
somebody...
I pulled my phone away from my ear and said, yeah, there you go. That's
right.
I mean, it's really interesting because my life has had the two extremes where I was working on technology that still hasn't seen the light of day. And, you know, I have focused my life's work on the lowest of technology.
What do you, you know, mean by really, that?
This is farming being the first sort of, you know, the thing that people
skill.
Have done always. The skill, right? This is,
first skill. Yeah.
You know, it seems to me like it's at polar ends, but, you know, they have, from in my world, have merged very nicely.
And what would be an example of that? I want to focus on technology in part here. What's an example of what we're just talking about here?
Well, I worked to on teams that were developing technology, and, you know, we really wanted to change people's minds about what could be done on the computer, what could be done on the internet at that time. And I have applied that same philosophy to changing people's minds about what their farmers look like and who is growing their food. Mm-hmm. You know, grabbing that mind share.
And in a sense, grabbing the public's interest in this now, because the younger people are people who have mastered the use of technology. It's a great way to promote the things, never mind use them, use the technology to grow things better, but to promote things better and to get the message out. I think that's
right.
I know a lot of the people that I know who are in this sector who are doing produce. I do dairy. But we're opening up our ice cream store again. This year we're going to use technology and word of mouth from all these social media things to promote promote the store. Hold on a second. 21 after.
Anytime, any place. place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Farming is kind of what we're all about these days. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, presenting this week a focus on the Female Farmer Project and the website _femalefarmerproject.org and the work of Audra Mulkern. We were talking about technology and the role it plays in her, and I think farming in general. Certainly the equipment is getting much more technological, and I don't like it, frankly, because it's not only difficult to understand, but it's difficult to fix. And it's changed the world that I don't imbibe because I like old red tractors, Audra. So I'm not interested in having anything that's new around for a couple of different reasons, but that's one of them.
We are now about three generations away from the farm.
Yep.
There's that chasm with the generation. There's also the chasm geographically. We have moved urban centers away from growing centers, so now a lot of the farming occurs out of the sight of public, and using technology to bridge that gap is really important.
Yep. I agree with you 100%. I think that there are a lot of things that are going on now that we just lost touch with because I can use my own farm as an example. I own a farm called Eastley Farm, which is in suburban Framingham, 26 miles due west of Boston. I'm the only, I was milking cows there, the only dairy farm within 40 miles in any direction. And there are two produce people in town, and that's it. We're trying desperately to save the land and save the farms, and the amount of stupidity on the part of local government is just amazing. But the public is very supportive. The two don't seem to be able to meet on common ground. But in terms of how people learn, I can tell you that I use my barn as a teaching tool. Bring the kids in, show them what it's like, where the milk comes from, literally, not to be afraid of the animals. I bring them into the barn, and they stand and they can feed the cows ears of corn and stuff and have fun. And we take them around the back of the cow, and somebody's milking the cow, they take a teat and squirt milk at the kids, that kind of stuff. Teaching them not to be afraid of something just because it's big, and teaching them where it comes from. Milk does not come from the store. But yet that's as simple as it seems to comprehend. That is what you get. They think everything comes from the store. Where does it come from before that? I don't know. You know that as well as I do.
I do. Well, I Also noticed that, you know, it seemed obvious that women farm. They've always been farming.
Yep.
But why did I all of a sudden notice that women are farming? And I had to think about, you know, those biases that I had in my own mind and why they occurred. And then I tackled that.
Mm-hmm. And came to what conclusion? Yes. What happened when you realized that?
Well, I decided to do some research. And at the time, the 2012 USDA Census had just come out. And it said that of the 2.1 million farms here in the United States, only 14% were owned and operated by women.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my own community, I'd say that, you know, it's the opposite. Maybe 80% of the farms here are owned by women.
Really?
So I really thought something special was going on here. I thought, well, you know, I need to figure out why we're different and why we buck those trends and those statistics. So the idea was that I was just going to document the women here in my community. These are my neighbors. These are my girlfriends. We get together for potlucks monthly. And I thought, I'm just going to take pictures of them and really celebrate them here in our community. And almost immediately, it was one of those things like you buy a car and all of a sudden you see that car on the road everywhere. Everywhere I looked, there were women farmers.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, there might be something. I might have stumbled into something that's going on here.
All right, hold that thought because I want to pick it up exactly there. The Female Farmer Project and the book that has been written by Audra Mulkern. Our focus as we continue on this week's American Family Farmer.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Now 34 after the hour, 26 for the new hour. Good Day presents the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. This week our focus is on women in farming with Audra Mulkern, who has an expansive career. She is telling us a story about noticing how many women were in the area where she is that were farming. More and more women getting involved, and I want to put them in the spotlight. She's written a book called Rooted in the Valley, The Art and Color of the... Okay. Here we go. Is it snuck? Are you
Snoqualmie.
Snoqualmie. Okay. Everybody stumbles on that, I'm betting.
Snoqualmie. I bet. Yeah, exactly. Snoqualmie Valley. Right.
Yep. And there's a book out, the photos for which Audra took, the Female Farmer Project, which I'm sure we can find by going to femalefarmerproject.org and Audra Mulkern.
Well, that's in progress. That is in progress. Yes.
Got it. All right.
Yeah. So along with this documentary project is really about finding different platforms and different ways to tell the stories about what's going on with women in agriculture.
Mm-hmm. And so in your mind, what is going on in agriculture? I mean, we have this whole focus on organic farming. We have a focus on people who don't come up on farms that are purchasing 4 acres, 5 acres, 10 acres, and somehow making it work. Financing is always a problem. I find some of the banks in agricultural financing don't look upon women and their involvement very well, because the big fat old white guys that sit in the corner office still make decisions based on their own preferences, and we don't want to see no woman working down on the farm, you know, that kind of stuff.
Right. So. I mean, and it's a good thing, that's an interesting point in that, women's voices really are missing from the agricultural conversation. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't until 1978 that the USDA census began to track gender. And it wasn't until 2002 that they add that second line to the census for the second operator. So really that means when policy was designed, it didn't take into account women's roles and contributions to the farm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So really, in my mind, the data either wasn't there, or what the data that they did have had a sexist bias. So I think women, have to deal with a little bit of a gender bias when they get loans, even though they statistically have a better risk.
Well, women are better organizers, they're better managers, they're better at thinking things through. That's just the way it is, like it or not. That's my experience in the businesses that I've been in over the years. And so in this circumstance, you highlight the rise of women in agriculture, and the jobs aren't just it isn't the powder puff derby on the farm. I'm looking at a picture right now, as a matter of fact, as it happens, of a woman using a chainsaw to fell a tree and cut it up. And, you know, there are so many these old sexist things. I happen to be somebody who respects and likes women who are strong physically, along with all the other things that have to be. Maybe that's because I'm a farm guy, and I've seen the farm women able to do as much in any circumstance as men. Then there's this old sort of sophomoric approach to, well, those women are not able. Of course they're able. I have a friend who runs a farm in Iowa that I've known off and on over the years, and she and her family, you know, with their first, maybe you've heard this story, Audrey, the first introduction I had to her was her telling me that she was born, her father and mother figured out how much help they needed on the farm, and that's how many kids they had. And, you know, so, did you get brought in the world because you were loved? No, I got brought in the world because I was going to be a farmhand. And
right.
You know, she kept up with her brothers very well, frankly. And so I think that's part of the thing we're trying to get rid of. I think the problem here is these myths. Isn't that what you're trying to overcome, the myths about
really?
Women?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I want to resist that typical narrative of, you know, United States agriculture is, you know, white men. Really, you know, the modern day agricultural story means that there's women, there's people of color. It's a diverse community, and it hasn't been reflected in media at all.
Nah, and the news media is, for all intents and purposes, is dead. You need Facebook, you need Twitter, you need social media. That's where the story is being told now. It's not being told by the news media. The news media has failed miserably, continues to fail miserably. So don't put your, you know, don't put your buck in that bucket. I was looking at the National Future Farmers Convention that took place this past year. Children, and there are kids coming along, Future Farmers of America. I wonder what sort of impact you think you can have there to bring women into the fold. Because that's really, you know, you still have to deal with the reality of most of those who will go on the farm or have been on the farm. And young women need to be encouraged, maybe through the FFA as much as anything else. Any luck there, the 4-H, that kind of thing?
Right. Well, I do. I have given talks at the local 4-H clubs. You know, I go in and, you know, I just love the girls there. They, first of all, it's mostly girls. Mm-hmm. And nationwide, FFA is over 50% girls in their leadership roles.
Mm-hmm.
So we're seeing, you know, a real trend. You know, I saw it first sort of just in my own community, but as I traveled, I saw, you know, the apprentices and interns on the farm were mostly women. They're outnumbering men by far. So there was definitely this movement, and it wasn't until I got an email that from someone who was reading a book to a child that I realized that, you know, we can even go younger and start talking to the little kids about, you know, before they conceive that idea that only men can farm.
You're saying that. I have procured a number of books. My grandson, I have one grandchild, he's 2 years old, and he's fascinated with the tractors, the toys, the books about the farm and the animals, and he's an anomaly or not. My daughter and her husband have decided not to expose him to video, and a quick anecdotal story. They went to England over Christmas, and they went to some friends' houses, and they had the television on, and my grandson didn't know what it was. He looked at it, and as little as he can talk at this point, he pointed to it and didn't just want to know what it was. But we have, you know, in a sense, those stories, the old stories and the new stories about farms, the imagination that comes from children, you know, curious about the equipment, curious about the animals, then we need to underscore that instead of all of this damn technology, you know, the games. And I don't mean to sound like an old curmudgeon, because I'm really not. But maybe it's the fact that I've come up on the farm and saw what hard work could do for me. And I think that that's, and it's a great mind expander. I think that's where you come from. You come from this group that is using this opportunity to expand our mind and wrap it around agriculture and food and that whole thing, which is, that's a new approach.
Well, I am your customer. So I will approach this as someone who wants to learn as a consumer what, you know, what is it that I need to know and what I want to know and what surprised me. And that is majority of my audience as well, which, you know, is really delightful to have the eaters of the world as interested as me of what's going on. You know, there's a renewed interest in food production. There's suspicion. And, you know, farmers need to do their storytelling in order to tell what's going, you know, tell the consumers what's going on the farm.
Well, they don't want to. They're used to still the old way. The old guys who are my age are used to doing it the old way, and it's like the field of dreams, plant it and they will come. Well, it isn't that easy anymore because there's too much competition for attention in almost every sphere. So you got to tell the story aggressively. And so I think what you, if I'm hearing you correctly, you are engaged in farming, but you're also telling the story of other farmers and enhancing the ability of people to find the product where it is in your area. Is that a good summation of what you're doing?
Well, I don't actually farm.
You don't do any farming?
No, not at all. I garden in my back garden, but you know, I came at this very specifically as a customer. You know, someone who was a CSA member from the late 90s, someone who went to farmers markets. Someone who wanted to know why farmers came to market. Why did they do this work? Why was I meeting women who were leaving these corporate, you know, fast-track careers and becoming farmers? You know, there was just this constant intrigue. And every time I'd pull back a layer, I'd find another one. You know, there is so many women, you know, who were highly educated. I mean, at one point, you know, I kind of laugh at myself because I kept meeting so many PhDs on the farm. I thought, you know, there's more PhDs here than at the local university. So there was something definitely going on, and that intrigued me. And, you know, I wanted to pursue that intellectually. But also, I think a lot of what I do is at the intersection of art and agriculture. You know, even though the pictures are not glossy, they are beautiful. They, you know, tell a story, and that attracts people as well. They want to know. There's a hunger and an appetite for this kind of information. And I work really hard to get that stuff out there. It's all been fully self-funded for the last 4 years.
Has it? All right.
Yes.
Let's pause for a moment. I want to get to a couple of final wraps on this story. Again, I would point you in the direction of Audra Mulkern's work, femalefarmerproject.org and audramulkern.com as we continue. American Family Farmer time is 45 past the hour.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Carpal tunnel syndrome develops when the largest nerve in the palm side of your wrist gets squeezed. Symptoms include tingling, numbness, and pain at night.
One way to tell if you might have a problem is
simply have your elbows on the table with your wrists bent so that your wrists are in a flexed position and your fingers are pointing towards the table. And this increases the pressure in the carpal tunnel, which is the area of the wrist that the nerve and the tendons run through. The nerve will start short-circuiting, essentially, and that's when you get the numbness and tingling sensation.
Physical medicine and rehabilitation physician Dr. Jay Smith says treatment starts simply.
One is if you do have an identifiable risk factor, you try to modify it. So it might just be simply modifying your workplace, modifying what you do temporarily to let the tendons swelling reduce.
Icing, splinting, and pain medications are additional non-invasive approaches. If that's not enough, surgery may be an option. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Maybe you're asking yourself, who is that guy in the mirror? What happened to the guy with the brass knuckle attitude? Maybe he just needs to decide, is that a tie around his neck or a leash? Join the Brotherhood of Muscle with an available 485-horsepower Dodge Charger or Dodge Challenger GT, the world's first all-wheel drive two-door muscle car at the Dodge Drive and Discover event. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't hang up. You need to hear this. You gotta quit wearing that aviator jacket. Nobody's buying it. I'm sorry you have to hear it from me, but at Progressive, we're all about giving it to people straight. That's why we show our rates alongside our competitors' rates. And when you're helping people find great rates, you don't need some jacket to look cool. Just keep rocking that scarf.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all stages or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every business needs great people, and a better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it. ZipRecruiter knew there was a smarter way, so they built a platform that finds the right job candidates for you. ZipRecruiter learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. And ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. They even spotlight the strongest applications you receive, so you never miss a great match. Goodbye, post and pray. Hello, ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right, we got 47 after the hour, a couple more minutes here with Audra Mokern. I will tell you that I have found perhaps your counterpart on the East Coast, and I would send you to farmingmagazine.com, Audra, to see the photography of a young fellow. He's in his mid-20s named Kevin Keenan, K-E-E-N-A-N, who approaches it from a different point of view, but some wonderful photography on the farm, exciting people who are on the farm and not necessarily on the farm about what goes on the farm. Your mission is a little different, but yet I think that we need to get more and more of this stuff up on the on these various social media pages, both pictures and video. So I just send you in that direction because I thought that you're working on that area. So where is this going to go for you? You got about a minute left here. Where is all this going to take you?
Well, I launched the podcast, which has had really terrific response to it so far. We've had an episode plus a preview episode, working on a book right now, and working on a coloring book for children.
Oh, good.
It seems like both are interested.
That's good.
Yeah, so really, you know, working on multi-platforms, you know, trying to meet people where they are. You know, the podcast is very easy for someone to listen to while they are milking their goats or in the cab of their combine. So trying to meet people where they are to get the information to them, to help inspire them, to help empower them to tell their own story. And, yeah, I'm just going to continue to storytell and provide that platform for women. Because I think
that will help everybody. That sort of thing will help everybody, frankly. This is nothing but good can come out of all of this. And you said it so accurately. What you're doing is talking to me and talking to the people who are using the product, the end user, the locavore, who wants to know where the good farms are, where's the farming that I can go see, and you know, who can I become friends with who's a farmer. So congratulations to you, the Female Farmer Project, Audra Mulcran, here at 10 minutes before the hour.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Past the hour on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com is where you find the essence of a lot of our continuing conversations. You like listening to podcasts, or you like listening to audio when you're driving, or maybe you're on your tractor, you're doing things. Help yourself to the information. In a moment, I'm going to go. This is the time in each of our get-togethers where I have my commentary and I have some thoughts on what's going on in the Trade Department. But first, there is some information I would like you to have about something that you might be able to even sell on your farm. You have a retail store. It's called Life Change Tea, a game changer. I started drinking Life Change Tea early in the morning because I get started like you do at 4 o'clock. And what it does is kind of get the cobwebs out, energy galore, you'll feel great. The Life Change Tea proprietary herbal formula is what makes it work. It's a gentle daily cleansing routine. Get rid of toxins, molds, parasites, bacteria, that sort of thing. Our food that we concentrate so much on this program, you know, and I know that it was a lot different 60, 70, 80 years ago. No processing, no pesticides, just great nourishment for the body. But today, that's not the way it is. So if you want to remain true to your agricultural roots, this is a great way to do it. Bring your nutritional value back up again. You're feeling run down, maybe this will get you going. GetTheTea.com is the website. Can't buy this in the store. You have to buy it online. GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and there will be no shipping charge. You get it shipped to you without charge. GetTheTea.com gives you more energy. You'll drink it every day. you'll find that you get the message, but you got to try it first to get in. So getthetea.com is where you go. Use the discount code DJV for free shipping. In a moment, my commentary.
I'm Bob Derigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. It's no surprise to hear that law professors do a lot of things other than teach law. They serve as expert witnesses, provide free legal advice, and often write scholarly articles. But they also file lawsuits, too. Lots of them. Until recently, however, no one knew what kind of record law professors have when they set out to practice what they preach, so to speak. Until now. A new study by, who else, a law professor, finds that the lawsuits filed by members of his profession are striking for how often they focus on three things: dissatisfaction with and professional jealousy of their colleagues, disagreements with and distrust of administrators, and a feeling that others are receiving better and undeserved treatment. Let's be fair, you're probably wondering how they fare in all those lawsuits, right? Well, the study found that law professors generally do a poor job of assessing their chances, for they lose much more often than they win. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
One of my favorite movies is the Cold War classic, The Hunt for Red October. Remember the crazy Ivan submarine stalking the Soviet sub by gliding in its wake, and then the Russian sub-commander orders the crew to stop and turn to figure out who's hiding in their blind spot. The American crew then is forced to cut their engines and glide because they don't know which way the other sub is going to turn, and that maneuver was called a crazy Ivan. President Trump seems to be working on his own crazy Ivan in the trade arena. He's made it clear he wants to throw those across the negotiating table off their game, make them unsure of what turn he will take. This is a focus on NAFTA mostly, and there certainly is a need for a change here, and it seems possible that a change will come. The unpredictability, at least the way Trump does things, seems to serve him well, and it does work in the private sector, but one wonders about the public arena. We're not just negotiating with one single player. The tactics are good if it's a one-on-one, but again, this is a trade situation that affects not only us, but a lot of our important trading partners. I don't like NAFTA, never have. I always refer to it on the air as NAFTA, SHAFTA. But there were some good things that came out of it. We've found ourselves reliable trading partners with the Mexicans and the Canadians, and they have, you know, they're buying a lot of ag from us, we're buying a lot of ag from them. The world market is competitive. I find it crazy that we're selling off a lot of our commodities to China and to Asia, and then we go buy stuff from South America. I think that's crazy. But it will be interesting to see where this thing is a long way from being settled. But keep your eye on it, because the commodities market is what will be responsible for what you get paid in large measure. Thoughts from the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.